Hello everyone, welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast episode number 91. I'm your host Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello as usual. Today we're talking about clearing your mind and recharging your battery. Because every once in a while, you got to remember to recharge your own battery. That's just the reality of it. But sometimes we get caught up in constantly being on the go and constantly being on the move and not knowing when to slow down a little bit and rest ourselves. And, you know, sometimes taking off to recharge your battery, well, it's long overdue. And it's something that needs to be done. And you know it. It's just a matter of doing it. And just taking a few days off from the grind of your goals and your aspirations. You can't just go through the grind every single day relentlessly without giving your mind, body, and soul a break. And sometimes you just need to decompress and clear your mind and reflect on how far you've come and where exactly you're going. And to be able to clear your mind of the clutter, the pressures, people, social media, the world, life, it actually feels good when you actually declutter. Sometimes life gets in the way, and when you're so engulfed and entrenched in your journey, sometimes you forget to take the time to just relax. And a lot of the times it's, you know, you wake up and you're pretty much on the go, and it can be a detriment to your mental health sometimes. I'm not going to lie, it's been a detriment to me in the past. I've learned to slow down a little bit. But anyway, we get caught up in our goals and, you know, we're trying to get so much done at once and we lose track of what's important to us. And our minds are pretty much geared to just keep going and going and going, and you keep chugging away. And then eventually our bodies shut down. You know, you get sick, you get a cold, or, you know, you get the flu bug, or, you know, you start getting all those body aches, things of that nature. And I know I've written so many blogs and I've recorded so many podcasts about accomplishing your goals and staying motivated and inspired that, you know what, after a while, I actually forgot to address that, you know, resting ourselves sometimes is what we need. And it's something that I've been doing in the past few months. I don't put a lot of pressure on myself to, you know, constantly go, 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 because sometimes, you know, you get to a place where you know you've done a lot already and you've, you know, accomplished a lot of small feats and big ones that you can take a little bit of a break, and it's okay, even if everyone else is constantly going and going and going. Now, clearing your mind, trust me when I tell you, it is a must. No matter how much you think you don't, I mean, honestly, you really do need a moment to yourself. And, well, some need a vacation to do it. And some of you guys just can be home alone to yourself and not doing anything, which is me. I'll admit, you know, when I do take a moment to myself, you know, I'll, you know, sit and watch a TV show and, you know, just chill out for a while. Sometimes I'll watch sports. Sometimes I'll watch documentaries to see if I can, you know, get some more content, something to inspire me. I take care of my mental and physical well-being. You know, I go to the gym daily. That's 6 days a week. You know, I have access to a pool. I can get in the pool. And I invested in buying a bike last year, so I go bike riding. There's a basketball court I can go to and play basketball. So for me, I live in a warm climate, so it's mostly between 65 and 80 degrees during the winter, and then once the, you know, summer hits, it's pretty much 90s and up. But what I will say is I am able to decompress sometimes and go, all right, I'm not going to do as much work today. I'm going to go and do something that's fun or something that I enjoy doing on my own terms. So we do forget to recharge the battery. I have, you know, self-care Sundays where I am like soaking my bones and taking care of my body and getting the rest that I need to get myself ready for the week ahead. And, you know, everyone says it's self-care every day, which is the truth, and that's very true. But self-care Sundays is me like really detoxing my body of all the toxins that I've taken in all week, and you know, drinking a fruit shake, and you know, getting myself back on point, drinking a lot of water, drinking a lot of fluids and things of that nature. Just detoxing my body, recharging my battery, and getting myself going. Getting enough sleep, guys, so important. Really is. 6 to 7 hours is important. It's really helpful. I mean, everyone says they can go off 5 and 4. Look, you do what works for you, but what I will say is, you know, 6 to 7 is the average, and that's a good thing. Sometimes sleeping in, getting 8 hours helps. For me, I can get 6 and be fine, and I take naps during the day, so that allows me to recharge my battery too. Now, some of you guys can do that, some of you guys can't. I work from home, so things are a little bit different. Circumstances are different depending on what your situation is. You know, that's what will allow you to, you know, get the rest that you need. And trust me when I tell you, if your mind and your gut aren't in the right place, the rest of your body won't be either. And prime example of that, I don't even know if I've ever said this on a podcast. It's very possible in the past, but I guess for those who will come across a podcast like this and listen to me for the first time or something like that, I will say this is definitely over 10 years ago. I will say that. I don't remember exactly how many years ago, but when I was living on the East Coast, I was going through a lot in my life, and I was, you know, kind of on the go and grinding through so much, and was stressed a lot, and it affected my appetite, and it affected my stomach, and, you know, eating and digesting stuff wasn't going right, and it started to affect other parts of my body, which started affecting my mind, and I started to have a lot of tension headaches and a lot of, you know, stress-related things that were going on in my body. And I ended up having to go see, you know, a gastroenterologist, which is basically a doctor who takes care of your gut health, your stomach health, and, you know, things of that nature. And I was put on a medication for a while, and then I was put on a line, which is a probiotic that helps with your digestive tract. I was on that for a while, and I had to decompress myself and rid myself of the stresses that I was dealing with in my life. And when people do say that if your gut and your mind aren't right, it's the truth. And that's a story of mine. So just imagine what else could have happened had I have not, you know, went through the process of treating myself and getting myself back to where I used to be. And, you know, I know we get caught up in our goals and we're trying to get so much done at one time, but we really tend to lose track of what's important to us. And, you know, our minds are always geared to just keep going. And, you know, honestly, we need to honestly take a moment and just really get our minds off of things. And trust me when I tell you, you'll thank yourself later. Trust me. It's perfectly fine to just take time for yourself and just do things on your own terms. The grind's going to be there when you get back. I promise you that. So, to be honest, I love my grind. I love my journey. I know everyone else does too. But, you know, just take a moment to realize how far you've come and where you're going in your life, and know that everything works out in the long run. Everything works out in the end. I want you guys to be happy. I want you guys to, you know, keep everything together. Your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, all that stuff. I want you guys to be good mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Those four things are so important, because you can eat right, but then your mind isn't right. Or your mind can be right, but you're not eating the right things. Or you're not emotionally stable, but spiritually you're okay. Or you've got the wrong people around you, which is breaking your spirit and your emotions, but then you're eating right and exercising. So there's got to be a balance of all four. And you've got to make sure that you protect your energy at all costs. You got to always make sure you control your own narrative. You can't control everyone else's narrative, but you definitely can control your own. And you have to make sure that, you know, you take time for yourself. enjoy life. Grinding all your life is not what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be enjoying our lives in some way, shape, or form. So with that said, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. Stay tuned for Wednesday Motivation and Inspiration. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.